Dr. Saber is getting an office note on patient Joanne's fire, Joanne's fire is FAYER, date of birth is 1/11/1966, date of service is 3/25/2026. Period, the patient is 60-year-old white female who is referred to see me by Dr. Souad Youssef, S-O-U-A-D Youssef, Y-O-U-S-E-F. For evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, prepared of the patient has the past medical history significant for SLE, discoid lupus, and rheumatoid arthritis. She was recently diagnosed with a right kidney mass with renal cell carcinoma, clear cell type, had underwent nephrectomy on February 18, 2026, and is presented to my office for further care, period. Her past surgical history includes right nephrectomy, breast reduction surgery, and C-section, period. Allergies, normal drug allergies, social history. Patient is married, has two boys. She occasionally smokes shisha, no alcohol use, no drug use. She works as a teacher. Family history. Father died from heart disease. Mother had chronic kidney disease with kidney stones. Allergies, normal drug allergies, paragraph. Review system reveals nocturnal headaches for which she was taking Excedrin. She did not have any snoring or daytime sleepiness, no chest pain, no short breath, no cough, no heartburn. No nausea, no vomiting, no constipation or melanoma. She does have nocturia 2 to 3 times at night. No straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Excuse me. Current medication includes Steinol, atorvastatin, and hydroxychloroquine. On physical examination of vital signs, as mentioned above, a change, pupils around the active toilet and accommodation, injected conjunctive and amniotic sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular tension bilaterally, most of the mucosa, no pharyngeal epithelium, no tail paragraph neck, estapel, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and normal as well as two, normal measure, no friction for lung activity or scantation, no cracked or visual abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no varying rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremity, skin, no skin mass, noted neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. White count 6.1, hemoglobin 13, platelet count 209. Blood sugar 100 BUN, creatinine 1.39, estimated GFR is 43, normal double enzymes. Calcium 10.2, potassium 4.9, fluoride 102, total CO2 is 22. Here, paragraph. Assessment and plan. One right kidney renal cell carcinoma supposed to right nephrectomy. Currently patient is recovering post nephrectomy. She's expected to compensate up to 55 to 60 milliliter per minute GFR. Currently she's at 43. This will continue to improve with time to allow kidney to reach compensation of 70% of baseline. Started around 81 milliliter per minute. Patient was reassured. She was advised that she needs to monitor her blood pressure regularly and continue her medical follow-up regularly to continue checking on her kidney function, period. Next diagnosis, borderline hyperkalemia. We're going to monitor closely. She may need potassium restriction if it continues at that level. Next diagnosis, discoid lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Next diagnosis, obesity. Patient was advised about healthy lifestyle and how to try to lose weight. Period. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia. We'd like to hold her atorvastatin for now and monitor and repeat in 3 months and advise her accordingly. We started her on supportive supplements, and we'll see her back in around 3 weeks or so for further recommendations. You're pregnant. I thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks. CC Dr. Saad Yusuf.